The UK 6
support for Packline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Okay, hi. Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. We had a little technical difficulty in our booth, so I'm switching microphones, and I hope this is coming through okay. This is Diane McGachran. It's Talkline. It's February 6th, and we are here to take your calls and hear what's on your mind. So I'll start off by saying my friend Esther. She kind of had a message for everyone, and she wanted to thank everyone who cared about her and prayed, and it really boosted her hope while she had COVID. And it was a big help to see her family when she was released from the hospital. It really boosted her. And really big was when she could taste her own food, which meant a lot and really lifted her spirits. So she wanted to thank people for their prayers. And our lines are open, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I'll get them. Oh, here they are. Okay, and the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we are, our lines are open, so feel free to call. It's based on callers bringing their information or poems or ideas or suggestions or things you want to share with the Delta. So, I'm in a different booth. This one doesn't work here. All right, so, I thought what I'd do is, if there wasn't any callers, I'm going to tell a little story that with me and my elder friend Esther. And I've told the story before, but I'll just tell it again. So one time I went to pick Esther up, and it's the fish stripped story. And I went to pick her up, and I was eating fish strips, which were fish bellies, which I really like when those are smoked and dried. And so I was eating them in the car, and I went to pick her up, and she got in the car, and I told her how delicious they were, and I kept eating them, and we got to where we were going, and when we got out of the car, she said, "Oh, I have something I want to tell you." And I said, "Yeah, okay." And so she said, "Those fish strips you're eating, they're not potato chips." And I said, "Oh, I know. They're better than potato chips. They're really great." And she goes, "No, that's not what I meant." And she said that I shouldn't eat them like they're fast food, or that they're just a snack, like junk food, that I should have a little more mindfulness when I eat them. And she explained how they were made and who made that. She made them, so she was the one who had made them. And it was really a great reminder about mindfulness when we're eating, and the food that we eat, and where it comes from, and who prepared it. And I really appreciate that she was willing to say that to me. So if you have a story like that, it'd be wonderful to hear that too. So you could call in and tell a story about being grateful and mindful about different things in life. That'd be nice. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do a quick Tundra Drums announcement here. Community members of Napakiak need to get a day pass before leaving Napakiak, or they will be subject to a $100 fine. Travelers should call one of the following numbers for permission to enter Napakiak. You can call Lucy Pavela at 589-6136. You can call Susan Charlie at 589-6162. Or Ralph Nelson, 589-6150. Okay, again, to enter, before leaving Napakiak, you need a day pass. And to enter Napakiak, you need to call one of those numbers to get permission. The Alaska Business Development Center is offering free remote tax assistance. For more information and eligibility for free tax services, you can go, they have a website, www.abdc.org. That's not so hard. www.abdc.org. So that's the group that usually comes out here in March and sets up at the Longhouse, but this year they'll be doing it by distance, so you can go ahead and get signed up there at that email. The LKSD Board of Education will meet on a work session on Monday, February 8th, this coming Monday at 4 p.m. And a special meeting, they'll have a work session, and then there'll be a special meeting at 6 p.m. via Zoom. For information on how to attend the meeting, you can call 543-4810 to get the information on attending by Zoom. That's an LKSD board meeting at 6 o'clock on Monday. So according, the Kuskokwim Ice Road is currently open from Napakiak to Tuluksak. Conditions are good, but please be aware. The forecast for tomorrow, which I think is today, is for more bad weather. From Napaimute Ice Road crew. Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to go to Buck from Bethel. Good morning, Buck. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I received my second COVID vaccine.
Yes.
And I feel so much better. I sleep better at night knowing that I'm not going to die from coronavirus.
Wow.
I highly recommend everybody that's worried about getting it. Nobody has died from a vaccine shot in the state of Alaska. And most people don't even realize they got the shot. They don't even feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good, safe shot, and it protects you and protects your family, and it keeps you alive. And if you're in one of these villages that really wants their school open again, the best thing to do is get everybody in the village that's 18 and older, get them their shot. And then if everybody's got the shot, there's no way it can spread if you do your social distancing and wear your mask like you're supposed to. That's the best way to get the school open, is to have everybody get their shot. And if you know anything about the United States Constitution, the Second Amendment says you have the right to bear arms. So roll up your sleeve and get your shot.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
They need to have a T-shirt that says you have the right to bear arms and get your shot.
Okay, that's really excellent.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you for calling with your vaccination story.
Okay, all ready. Yep, bye.
All right. I also got my second vaccination, but I didn't have any side effects, and my arm wasn't even that sore. I actually didn't notice it until somebody asked me, oh, is your arm sore? And then I kind of noticed it, but otherwise I didn't really think about it. So the state of Alaska is number one in the United States for rollout of vaccinations, which is really wonderful for our state. And the health corporations throughout the state are doing a really great job of going to the faraway places to help people get vaccinated. So hopefully we're on a trend toward having a little bit more normalcy, but that might not come until closer to the summer and later. So our lines are open, and I'm going to give out the numbers again, so feel free to call in at 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, and as always, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And for your calls and your emails, you can be anonymous. As you guys know, next Friday, the K300 gets started around 5 o'clock. So it looks like things are looking good for that. And that's a wonderful race. So an exciting time on the river with the K300. So, yes, it's good to call in and rescue the dead air, because usually I don't talk about very much in between. I usually go based on the caller. So, All right. So I think we have another caller. Stephen from Neboskiak. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I just had my second vaccine also yesterday, so probably 2 weeks I'll be in that 95 percentile where they have that efficacy of preventing that deadly disease.
Yes, yes.
And then I have a story to tell. Maybe not a story, but you know, I know a family, personally, three of them did not take a shot of this COVID-19 vaccination. And three in that family also took the shot, six total. So the three that took the shot did not contract COVID-19. And at the same time, you know, the three that did not, contracted that COVID. So this vaccination is working. And just to let my native people know that we are not, test subjects of this vaccination. This was already in trial, but fast-tracked due to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Because this deadly disease has already killed millions of people worldwide.
Yeah.
So in order for, I took this because I have four young kids at home, and they're important to me.
Hmm.
And, if I was to contract COVID, I don't know if I'll make it or not. And if my wife does contract it too, we don't know if we'll make it. If we succumb to this disease, the kids will have
to be... we're having a little technical difficulty, so bear with us, Stephen. I'm not able to hear you. I just heard the last part. Okay, good. I'm back on air. All right.
Okay.
So
well, I think all of it's being heard by the general public.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
You don't necessarily have to hear me.
Okay.
So, anyways, I encourage people to get vaccinated.
Okay. Oh, I like hearing you. But you're right, it's not an experimental vaccination. It went through all the phases, but it was fast-tracked. And
yes.
It's not actually new technology. Creating vaccinations are common practice. So,
and I don't think we will ever get back to normalcy. In some ways we might, but a lot of ways we'll never be back to the normal that we grew up with. So, yeah.
Okay.
Those are my two cents. I hope people get vaccinated for their families, for their loved ones, you know.
Good. Thank you.
So, yeah. Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, really appreciate that. Thank you, Stephen, from Neboskiak. So we have another caller. They're just putting in their name now. So that's Katie from ONC. Good morning, Katie.
Hi there. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie Russell, and I'm one of the fisheries biologists at ONC. And today I'm calling to encourage any residents of the community who have knowledge of fish and wildlife resources or any knowledge of subsistence and traditional uses of fish and wildlife, I'd like to encourage people to apply to be on the Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Councils. Sometimes they're abbreviated to be RACs, R-A-C. The Yukon Kuskokwim Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Council is the one that represents our region, and this council provides advice and recommendations to the Federal Subsistence Board about subsistence hunting, trapping, and fishing issues on federal public lands. Membership on the councils is one way for the public to become involved in federal subsistence regulatory processes, and this is a really important way to have local and tribal voices from the YK Delta heard in decision-making. RAC members are not paid, but travel and per diem is paid for any travel to meetings that would happen. And if you'd like to apply, the application is now open and available on doi.gov/subsistence is the website. Or you can come to ONC and get a paper copy if you'd like to apply. And you can ask for me, Katie Russell, one of the ONC biologists. The application is due really soon, February 15th, so just in 10 days. And if you'd like help with your application, I'm willing as an ONC biologist to help with your application so we can really get some good representation from the YK Delta to be on this Regional Advisory Council. Go ahead.
So
you're going to ask a question.
Well, only I was thinking that it might be good to have your phone number if somebody had
absolutely.
More questions. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's 545-6001. So 545-6001.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right. And then what is the what's the time obligation a person on this board might have? Like, is it yearly meetings, quarterly, or what?
So there's two meetings annually, and these typically would be in-person meetings, but due to COVID, a lot of them have been teleconference. And then there may be other board meetings or things like that people would need to call into. And then typically regional advisory councils will meet more often than that. To discuss any issues, and if you have more specific questions about the exact details of what the YK Regional Advisory Council does, you can contact someone from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and I can give their information if you think that'd be helpful.
Sure.
Eva Patton from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Office of Subsistence Management. She's available. I just contacted her this morning. Her phone number is 444-4851, and she's available to answer any other questions that you might have about being responsibilities that would be required or anything like that.
Okay.
And then anyone is also welcome to come to me, and there's a lot of information on the Office of Subsistence Management website that we can look through together to make sure that if you'd like to apply that you can.
Okay. Wow, that's very helpful, Katie. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for letting me call in. Have a good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Okay, so if you want to be a member of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Fisheries Council or Commission, I didn't get the whole thing written down, but you can call Katie Russell at ONC at 545-6001. She can let you know how to get an application online, or you can get a paper application at ONC, and she'll help you go over it if you'd like. Okay, that's great. All right, so our weather for... There it is. So weather for Bethel, let's see if I want to make sure I got the right date here. Let's see. Winter weather advisory remains in effect from 9 this evening until this morning Friday. Okay, sorry, that was yesterday's weather. All right. Okay, so today it's going to be mostly cloudy, isolated snow showers in the morning, highs 10 to 15 above zero. And tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a chance of snow, lows 5 below to 5 above. And Friday night, it's got tonight and Friday night. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go to Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane.
Oh, that Carrie. Hi.
That Carrie. Yep. Say my name.
That Carrie.
That Carrie.
Oh.
I always keep thinking Sarah's going to call, and that's stuck in my head ever since those classes, man. But I still haven't heard her call in. So.
Oh, Sarah Jasper?
Sarah Henry.
Oh, Sarah Henry. Yeah. Sarah Henry, if you're listening, we have a request for you to call in.
So today at 3 o'clock, we do have USDA boxes in, and we're going to have two drop points a 100 boxes.
Wow.
Of USDA produce boxes. We'll have two drop points. We'll have one on Second Road Housing and another one down in the Slough area across from Anvil's Gun Cache. Mm. And we'll start at 3 o'clock today. And I want to say thank you to Susan Taylor for helping getting that the Valentine cards for our
right
for our boxes. She's been working pretty hard on those. We haven't had as good as a turnout as I would have hoped, but Susan's staying right on top of it, so thank you.
Awesome.
And I think that's all I have.
Okay. So, all right.
Hope you guys have a safe weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. All right. So if you want to get one of the USDA boxes, there's about 100 of them. There'll be two drop locations, and it's at 3 p.m. today is when they will start delivering them. So that's one on Second Road Housing and one drop-off point across from Anvil's Gun Cache. All right. So then I'm going to take a call from Chico. Good morning, Chico. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, Chico from Quebec. Quebec says, good morning from Quebec.
Good morning. Always nice to get our greeting from Quebec.
By the way, people have said good morning to all. All right? From Quebec, always. All right, good morning.
All right. Have a good day. Okay. Thank you, Chico from Chivac. All right, we're going to go to another caller, Tom from Chilista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I guess it's your second person from Chivac in a row.
Oh, are you from but you're calling from Anchorage, right?
Right, yeah. I'm in Anchorage right now, but my mom's from Chivac.
Hmm.
I spent a lot of summers there at fish camp and berry camps as a kid. So
nice.
Love the Chivac area.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let me just guess, Tom, and this is a wild guess, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I think, and this is my, I'm kind of got telepathy here, I think you're calling about Calista.
Well, you're actually 100% correct. You probably have your own ESP show, maybe.
Yes, I feel very good about that. Okay. I won't say anything more about the family images that I'm getting now and all that, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's just Calista. All right, Tom.
Yes, well, thank you very much. It's good to talk to everybody again. So the first Calista announcement I wanted to make was... you know, if you're not liking all of the slow mail out there, it's, you know, we've got a number of post offices that have been closed or closed over time. The pandemic seems to be making our slow mail in the region even slower. So if you're tired of slow mail, there are a couple really good digital options for shareholders out there. So if shareholders go to calistacorp.com/commonforms. Common forms.
One word? Then like there, common forms, one word. Yeah, okay.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple options there that I think shareholders would really appreciate. One is signing up for direct deposit for any distributions that we may have in the future. So I know a lot of people are registering for their PFD now. A lot of people have direct deposit for their PFD. So just like that, you can sign up for direct deposit for any distributions that Calista may have in the future.
Nice.
So, for example, last year we had three distributions, and it totaled $11 million. So that was over $6.5 million that went into the YK Delta to our shareholders there, because about 60% of our shareholders live in the region. So there's a direct deposit there, direct deposit form that you can download and fill out and get back to us. And another digital option is to get your annual meeting materials electronically. So, you know, voting is the most powerful thing you can do as a shareholder, and we want as many shareholders to vote as possible. So if you go to that page again, calistacorp.com/commonforms, all one word, common forms, there's another digital option there to get your annual meeting materials electronically. It's a really easy form to fill out, and that one you can do online.
Nice.
There's no form that you have to download and mail back to us.
Okay. And you can sign up for direct deposit online, too.
Unfortunately, not yet. We are working to get that available. You know, there are a lot of banking regulations out there, so there's quite a bit to work through. But we're hoping to have that sometime this year, but not quite yet.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, and the the other thing I wanted to share was
we have to.
Yep, I'll be real quick. I got my second COVID vaccine shot yesterday. I definitely encourage it. If you're interested, please talk to a professional to get the facts and latest information on it.
Cool.
Definitely encourage people to get that vaccine shot.
All right. Thank you, Tom. So you had something besides Calista. All right.
Yay. All right. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye. So we're going to go to a quick break, everyone. And we'll be back on the other side. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on 640 AM KYUK.
And can spread the virus to others who may experience more severe reactions. We can't predict when someone will have mild or serious infection. The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all must do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. YKHC is strongly urging the public to avoid social interactions and gatherings with anyone outside of your household, including but not limited to parties, funerals, community bingo and pool tabs, and in-person religious services. As positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the region, your actions may save the life of a friend, family member, or neighbor. If you or someone in your household are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, call your village clinic or in Bethel, call the COVID-19 hotline 543-6949. More information and resources are available at ykhc.org. A message from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
At YKHC, we remain here for you and your family, especially during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We are doing everything in our power to prevent these difficult circumstances, but we need your help. If you are experiencing any symptoms of illness, you should immediately isolate yourself from others and contact YKHC for testing. In Bethel, call 543-6949 or arrive for drive-through testing on Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. If you are in a village, call your local clinic. Everyone must do all they can every day to stop the transmission of this illness. This includes testing and isolating yourself when you feel even a little bit sick. This message brought to you by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. YKHC strongly urges the public to avoid participating in in-person gatherings of any kind, including but not limited to birthday, going away, gender reveal, or throw parties, baby showers, funerals, community bingo and pull tabs, public meetings, restaurant dining, religious services, and indoor or outdoor social gatherings of two or more households. We all must do our part each day to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A message from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
In support of efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in the Bethel area, the YK Fitness Center is currently closed, but we encourage you to stay active. Being active is an essential part of keeping your immune system healthy and strong. Virtual fitness classes, motivational challenges, health information, and more are available at ykfitness.org. Be safe, stay active, and we look forward to seeing you soon. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Okay, everyone. Welcome back, and we've got a caller lined up that we're going to go to, and the caller is Anna from Bethel. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I want to say something about Napaki Act restriction.
Okay.
You know, when we're going to go Napaki Act, we have to call a certain number and certain people. I like the way their rule or whatever you could call it. Mm-hmm. I like the way they're doing it. I wish other villages would do that because I always see villagers here in Bethel, and I'm wondering if their village is not locked down anymore.
Mm.
So if the villagers are listening, you guys would do the same thing. Have restriction in your village. If the people from your village are going to come to Bethel or anywhere, they should call their admin or whoever they're supposed to let know where they're going and if they're going to return the same day or over the weekend. And if anybody is going to do that, do a restriction in their village, they should put out their phone number on air, who we can call before we go, because I'm still waiting to go to a village, but they're still locked down. But then I still see people from that village here in Bethel. How come if they're locked down, they could come to Bethel?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't go to their village because they're locked down. But they have their own freedom. They still come to Bethel, but we can't go up or go to that village. So I wish all the villages would do the same thing. Find them if they don't call in, or I like the way that Napakiaks rule. If they make rules in these other villages, it would be really great, because this COVID is spreading pretty fast. So to prevent that, they should do the same thing. The villagers have restriction like Napakiak. That's all I wanted to suggest. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Okay. We have an email that we're going to go to, and I'll read. I don't know if you can make the font larger, because I don't have my computer glasses on. anyway, I'll read that email in a second. You can call us. Our lines are open, and you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous for both your email and your calls. And so, okay, we've got it a little bit bigger, and I'll go ahead and read the email. Alina Aluskak is sharing my mom's very simple words with all of you. She spoke to me, us, consistently on the good and bad of actions and thoughts and words, and now I understand her persistence. To put careful consideration to everything and anything, we're having like techno difficulties today. Let's see. To put careful consideration to everything and anything, she'd often say, do not make irrational and quick decisions just because you are being told the present good and worth of it. And do not be quick to, and do not be quick to purchase foods that are newly put out. Later on, you may hear what the negative effects it may have to your body or character. In other words, she wanted us to be extremely aware, to strive to make sound judgments, to prevent panic, regret, and to prevent panic, regret, and shame among many others, but to make every effort to live a good and well-to-do life. Our children and grandchildren need to be positively strong, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Wow. Thank you so much for sending in that email. Really appreciate that. Like, that's really full of a lot of wisdom, actually, and something that you can be practicing all the time. I remember another story that kind of reminds me a little bit of what that emailer is saying. And I have permission from Esther to tell this one. So one time she was out cutting fish in her backyard, back of her house, and I was sitting on a bucket, and I had sat there for about a half hour, and she didn't speak, I didn't speak, but being from the lower 48 and kind of having a Western mindset, the silence was kind of awkward for me, so I said to her, oh, well, what are you thinking, you know, while she's cutting her fish, and she kept cutting and just said nothing, and I just sat there going, wow. How can that be? And she cut, and I would hang the fish up for her. And so after about an hour, I asked her again, are you thinking about, like, down the road? Or are you thinking about some stuff from last month? Or, you know, because I'm thinking, well, shouldn't we be chit-chatting or something? And she said, no, I don't really think about anything. I'm just focused on the fish. And then later when we were talking, she explained that she doesn't fill her mind up with lots of different thoughts and stuff. She likes to focus on the fish and put everything into cutting it and being mindful of that fish and gratitude for the fish and preparing it respectfully and properly. And I thought that was really beautiful. And it reminded me of, like, when you go out berry picking and it's a beautiful day and you're picking, and the next thing you know, hours have gone by and you barely even know how that happened. And so I think a lot of times with subsistence, there's a lot of mindful practices, and it's really cool to hear about those. So thank you for that email. And if anyone else would like to call in and just share something about, the care and respect you put into your subsistence activities. That's really nice to hear about. So we're going to go to a caller from Bethel. John. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dan. I just slept in. I'm still healing.
Wow. Good.
And it's taking a while. We were talking about caring and all the respect for all the people there. I want to tell everyone, thank you for caring and praying for me during my ANMC. Also, I'd like to thank the surgeons over there. They might be listening to us, Dan. We're supposedly being heard over there.
Right.
And I want to tell them, I want to send my gratitude to them, their caring attitude towards us patients. We have good health care in Anchorage.
Mm.
And I'm glad for that, you know, saves people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank the intensive care unit there. The nurses are really caring. They really care for you. I even vocally told them they're our heroes, and I wasn't ashamed of saying that. Because they are, you know, they're caring people. It's mm-hmm. a good hospital. And all the people here, you know, feels good to know that you're thought of during times. And it's coming from my heart, ma'am.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, I want to tell everyone thank you, and please have a good weekend. It looks nice.
Warm does.
I'm starting to get my mentality, my physical stature back.
Oh, good.
It's taking
a
while. I'm trying to register, you know, here. And it's really good to be online again.
Awesome.
I was going to tease you and say, oh, boy, everybody listening, they're not calling. They're waiting for me to call so I can be online.
I know.
Oh, boy, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, time to call in. John has done his thing.
John's laughing, so please call.
Oh, awesome.
We want to hear
okay.
the people here, and I'm listening really intently.
Okay, good.
Everyone,
thank you.
Please have a safe day. Watch out. The roads might be a little bit slippery with the fresh snow on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Watch out for pedestrians. And just have a good, safe day today. Please don't drink and drive. And watch your speeds and the directions on your going when you're on that river.
Yeah.
Everybody's going 80, 90 miles an hour.
I know.
And they're opposite directions. Always make sure you try to practice the safety of a left hand and right hand.
Yeah.
And always be aware, you know, even behind you. You've got to be observatory during the wintertime because they come in all directions. There's only no one road against the river. There's all north, south, and west. So be careful. I'm glad I'm on there. Thank you, Dan. Everyone have a good safe day.
You're welcome. Glad you're feeling better.
Have a healthy day, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Always good to hear words of gratitude for whatever, so you're welcome to call and just share something like that, too. Esther Green, she also wanted to thank and was very grateful for the care she received at Providence Hospital, the times that she was there. And I know that they really looked after her. And so anyway, that was also something she wanted to share. It looks like we have a caller, and while she's, oh, okay, that's Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. I just want to put a word out. The Valentine cards,
yeah.
It's extended the deadline, and adults can make them too, and they have. We're getting them, but we extended the deadline, and so I want people to know, and there's a lot of people that do scrapbooks and do drawings and do
mm-hmm.
this and that. And it just a card with a positive message. You don't need an envelope. If you do have an envelope, don't seal the envelope shut. And you can drop them off at AC, Main AC, or Karina's, or the 4-H place, but they're not open all the time. So the convenient places that are open with the shiny red boxes is AC and Karina's. And it doesn't take long to make a card. It really doesn't. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to be like Martha Stewart. You know, you don't have to knock yourself out. Just a card with a positive message, some hearts on it maybe. Happy Valentine's Day. You're awesome. Stay strong. We care. And we want to have enough for each bag or box that's going to go out for the food bank that's going to happen later on this month, the food bank for February.
Oh, is this different than the USDA boxes?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got all kinds of things going on. We've got USDA boxes, and then Myers Farm does their boxes. And
okay.
There's also a subsistence program we're trying to start, and I don't have the details on that out yet.
Okay.
And there's also some food we got that can be little snack items to give to the homeless. There's a lot of things going on, and if anybody wants to volunteer in any capacity with food insecurities and food distribution in general, definitely just call in. And the food bank number is 545-5043. But, you know, the clients or people that need food can call in, but people that want to volunteer can also call in and let themselves be known. Because we need help when we sort and bag foods and when it gets distributed and that sort of thing.
Okay, now you said that you extended the deadline.
For the heart cards.
Yeah, it's extended
Monday.
To...
Let's just shoot for Monday.
Try to get it in by Monday.
Yeah. We just send it a week. And if it comes in later than that, maybe we can still get them out. Because we're going to, next week sometime, get the February distribution ready to go. So just... any kind of cards, you can use stickers or markers or any messages or favorite quote. I just want people to know that the community cares and the community has involvement and that we're all part of a wonderful city that we live in. So
cool.
And if anyone has any other questions about the cards and stuff, my phone number is in the phone book.
I know.
The landline is 543-4368, and my cell phone is 545-7524.
Okay.
And if you got a whole bunch of cards and you really can't get them into the stores, I can go pick them up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
We got a bunch of, and they're fun to read. They're fun to look through and read and stuff. So
yeah.
It'll brighten their day, you know, when they get a card in their box of food.
It really will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You all have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, so if you want to make just a little Valentine to put into the food boxes, you have they're going to extend the deadline to Monday, and you can drop yours at AC or Karina's. And if you want more information on the food bank and their distribution of boxes, you can call 545-5043. Now, this is the funny thing. That research has found that when people have gone through a really hard time and they do these extensive interviews, One thing that stands out is that small acts of kindness have a very healing quality to people who have been through a hard time. And that small act of kindness doesn't have to be from someone they know. It can be someone they don't know. And it has the same impact. And I think that's really wonderful. So this is a chance to do a small act of kindness to somebody. And I imagine when people open their box of food and they see a little card in there that a child drew for them or that an adult prepared for them, it'll really be uplifting. So consider doing that, and you can drop yours off at AC and Karina's. So I'm going to give out the numbers again. Our lines are open. Our email is open. And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. Our email here is radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your emails and your call. Yes. Okay. So as you know, the Bogus Creek race finished, and Bogus Creek 150, it was a really good race. Richie Dale of Antioch won, and second and third was Ron Kaiser and his son Pete, so that was kind of cool. Who's on hold? Oh, okay. Okay, so anyway, I'm not sure. I think I'm trying to get a communication, but I'm not sure. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe you can type that on there. I can't, these glasses aren't the right ones for me to see some of that. Okay, so after, Oh, I need to talk louder. Okay, sorry. I thought it said lower. Okay. I'm going to talk louder now, and we're doing a little mic check here, make sure that I can be heard. You got that? Okay, great. All right, so we had Tom from Chelista call that you can go online and sign up to get annual meeting materials sent to you electronically. You can also get more information on your getting your dividend direct deposit. You won't be able to sign up for direct deposit electronically, but it will give you instructions on how to get the form that you can fill out. And that might be very convenient down the road. You don't have to worry about it. It goes directly into your bank. And ONC is Katie from ONC. She's the fisheries biologist. There's a fisheries council that you can join, and there's an application for that. You can call her at 545-6001 and get more information on the application and some of the, the time requirements that would go into sitting on that team. And at 3 o'clock today, there'll be about 100 USDA boxes, food boxes, and they'll be in two locations. One is Second Road Housing, and then the second location is across from Anvil's Gun Catch. So, and just sort of a question about people coming in from villages that might be shut down, but people are still traveling out of the village and coming into Bethel, and then I guess going back to their village, so kind of wondering about what the policies are with that. And Napakiak requires people to get permission to leave the village, and if they do without, notification, it's a $100 fine. So Napakiak is sort of keeping things very clear and clamped down. All right, so Monday you might want to go to the school board meeting at 6 o'clock. There's a Zoom session. There's a lot to talk about these days, so especially with COVID and in-school or out-of-school classes and how that's going. I'm going to go to a caller from Bethel, Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, and good morning to the YK people on the YK Delta. And I'm with Stephen, and I got vaccinated. Man, the whole load of worry and anxiety and thought of getting it, but I'm still taking precautions like our medical advisors are telling us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to wear a mask and wash hands and those. Called me and stated to me that elders are and people are refusing to take it, but I tell them, man, it takes the whole load off your shoulders knowing that you're vaccinated, and those people that are in denial, COVID's right in front of your nose, it's evidence all around you. I'm tired of lockdowns, and I'm tired of wearing masks, but anyway,
yeah.
It's all their evidence. On world news, we're having lockdowns, and people are still getting it, and poor them, nothing them, those that have passed on, and that should be evidence enough to get vaccinated, and time to move on, and what can I say, it's worth it, you'll.
Had you gotten your second vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah.
Talk about getting the load off your shoulders. And I don't know why people are in denial and evidence all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And really, time to get on, move on, and get vaccinated and try to get back to the norm. And they should be tired like I'm tired of lockdown and all this with the pandemic anyway. But anyway, it's worth it. And goes out in denial. But look, there's evidence all around you, lockdowns and all that. It's proof and it's real.
Yeah.
Poor, I see it on national news that people that were in denial, and they get it, and they're in their hospital bed in ICU, telling us to, they were not believers, and they get it, and they make it, well, some of them make it, the ones that make it, pleading to us on national news to get vaccinated and wear our mask and wash our hands and social distance. Well, in closing, the vaccination goes to only 16, and I know they'll come out for vaccination for the children, and I hope and pray, and I know they'll come out with that, just like the, we have immunizations for measles, all them horrible diseases when they're babies and they get them shots, and I have faith in the medical empire, they'll come out with vaccinations for children. Oh, when's the K300 anyway?
What about that?
When is it going to happen?
Next Friday at 5 o'clock. It starts.
Okay, good morning, and enjoy the day. This, like I said, we're going to start seeing the this light I talk about in the end of the tunnel, and yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Yvonne. Okay. Our lines are open, and the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And our email is radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous for your emails and your phone calls. And we had an email earlier about just the care you need to take with your mind and your thoughts and how important that is. And I told a couple stories about that. And if you'd like to call in and share how you mentally, how you prepare your mind and when you're deep into subsistence. I think, though, traditionally out here, probably people were mindful 24 hours a day because to survive, you had to be very clear and present and really aware of everything around you. And I think that's really powerful and probably part of survival for 10,000 years. So it's always interesting to me to hear stories like that or the email that we got earlier. All right, so our lines are open, although we're probably going to go to a short break, and we'll be back. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talk Line on 640 KYUK.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
In support of efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in the Bethel area, the YK Fitness Center is currently closed, but we encourage you to stay active. Being active is an essential part of keeping your immune system healthy and strong. Virtual fitness classes, motivational challenges, health information, and more are available at ykfitness.org. Be safe, stay active, and we look forward to seeing you soon. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Kwani kwa kwik fim kuskuk fim sununi ni changak la COVID-19 ak ag nakuk. Wai kate sik chak nak. Ugwaku kuk yut ilagaw tsk fknaki. Yug yalganin ilak suki tawkam king an fifknaki. Anu til rit ayaka takluting kalukal rit. Gender reveal uki kul rit. Baby shower al rit. Dumachtilrit, Bingotali, Ashurilrit, Koyuchtrit, Nervigni, Nerilrit, Agailrit, Dungau Natting, Koyuchluting Jali Samin, Nelgut Genrilngut, Koyuchtrit, Igayuchluta, Damam Tanau Sun, Sachtsten Rating Nach Gaugabut, Unakingunachtochwagen, Yukon Kaskokwim Health Corporation.
Travel restrictions alone are not enough to prevent a COVID outbreak. The precautions work best at protecting us from COVID-19 when layered together. Please continue to only spend time indoors with members of your household. Stay home, except for essential activities like exercising or getting groceries. Wear a mask anytime when you leave home. If you must be around someone who is not part of your household, wear a mask. Maintain at least 6 feet of distance and stay outdoors if you can. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces in your home frequently. Everyone must be vigilant and practice the precautions needed to protect ourselves and our loved ones. This message brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Do you have an environmental project coming up? Do you need skilled workers? Or are you looking for an environmental job? This is the training for you. Zender Environmental is hosting the Rural Alaska Community Environmental Job Training Core Skills Program called RaceJet for Alaska residents interested in the environmental technician field. This year's training will be a 7-week phone-only distance learning course from April 14 to May 28. Participants must have phone and commit to daily live calls. It will prepare participants for local jobs in waste management, landfill operations, confined space entry, solid waste backhaul, and more. Graduates will earn 8 of 10 credits towards the University of Alaska Occupational Endorsement as a Rural Waste and Spill Response Technician. The RaceJet program is only for residents outside of hub communities who work less than 20 hours per week. The last day to apply is February 5th. Call or text April McCoy at 717-4754 or go to the Zender website at www.zendergroup.org and click on the Job Training Program link. This message sponsored by Zender Environmental Health and Research Group.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Talk Line. Our lines are open, and I'm going to give out the numbers again, 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So Gabby is running the board and the show today, which I'm really appreciative of until Grady gets back. So I'm just wondering, Gabby, what is your favorite part of winter?
My favorite part of winter, Diane, is probably the snow. I love snow. I grew up in Seattle, so there was, like, not a lot of snow, mm-hmm. surprisingly enough.
Oh.
And I just love going outside and seeing the sun hitting off the snow and the, I don't know, just everything about winter I find beautiful. And although I do love the summers here, they are a bit too warm for me.
What? What?
I was here when it was 90, and that was horrible.
Oh, no, I do remember that.
But this last summer was better, but the lack of bugs and the cold and the snow just really make winters here, I think, perfect.
I really have a good time. I go out every single day. It's very rare that I don't go out during winter, even if it's wind chill minus 25. And my dogs seem to like it. And the other thing is I've perfected the layering of my clothes. I have all the right gear to be out there. And it's really cool when you're out there and you're comfortable. And sometimes I just stop and I just stand there and go, oh, my gosh, I feel fine. And it's minus 20. And I just kind of really appreciate that myself. So if you guys have something that you really like about winter, it'd be nice to hear from you. Although it seems our winters are getting warmer and we're breaking our records for warm winters. I think this year we're also on track to having one of the warmest winters on record, which I can believe because I don't think we've had many days
below zero. Really.
It rained a few weeks ago.
I know. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what's... I don't know. You know, I like, okay, it's let's say it's 20 degrees and I'm out there. I'm like, okay, nice. But then there's this other part of me that's like, this just isn't right. You know, like I'm torn between, okay, I guess this is good because I'm not having to labor under anything really cold, but it doesn't seem right to me somehow. But we have had good snow this year, and last year we had some good snow. So that's a good part. So anyway, our lines are open, and it's a caller-driven show, so we... excuse me. Oh, sorry, I've got a cough. So I'm just going to turn off the... it's a caller-driven show, so we really rely on callers to call in and share what's on your mind. And, you know, we're pretty free about, you know, last 2 weeks ago we had somebody share a really beautiful poem that they sent and I read over the air, and other kinds of advice that people send us about or call in about advice you've gotten from elders, like an emailer we had earlier today. It could be even just about something you're grateful for or thanks you want to give or different announcements. So really, we kind of capture everything that might be going on in the Delta or that people would like to share. And you can be anonymous with your calls if you're kind of a shy person. And you can be anonymous with your emails. And so that might give you a chance to feel more brave to call in and share. But I will give our weather. So I don't know, Gabby, these don't have dates on them. I'm not sure what dates are the weather for us today and this weekend. But I think it's going to be about 10 above zero for the day. And up there. Okay, thank you. Right, so tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a chance of snow. Lows 5 below to 5 above. And, okay, it's tonight. There's two tonights. Okay, never mind. Okay, for the coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta, today the seas are ice-free waters, and southeast winds 35 knots, seas in ice-free waters 10 feet, heavy freezing spray and snow tonight. So watch for that in your weather. Okay, so lines are open, emails are open, and we're happy to hear from you. And it's a really beautiful day out right now, so you might be appreciating that. And we have a caller coming in, and the caller is from, you can just say,
Bethel.
And the caller is who?
Alina.
Who?
Alina.
Alina. Okay, Alina from Bethel. Good morning.
Yeah, I sent an email.
Oh, I read your email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Yeah, so since there's no callers or...
Thank you.
Free, I decided to call in and share something else. So I've been hearing a lot of talk on the vaccine, and it's out everywhere. It's kind of a sort of a worldwide thing right now, and I'm not sure if sort of is the right word, but anyway, I received a call from an elder earlier this week, and you know, for many of us here, or for the Delta here, sometimes we feel like things have been forced upon us, either by use of words or even actions.
Mm.
So the elder that called in was telling me how the medical provider was sounding like forcing her to take, you know, the vaccine, and she didn't like that. I didn't either, because for many of us, too many things have been forced upon us, disrupting our lifestyle even. So for those of you that are talking about the vaccine, please don't make it sound like you're forcing other people to do it. Be humble about it. If we want everybody to participate in the vaccine, then we have to be humble like our elders have been and still are in the Yupik culture. Be, like, if you're going to be talking about it, talk about it in a good way and make sure those people that are talking about it, make sure there's good and reliable explanation or description on it. That's what I wanted to share. Thanks, Diane.
Oh, you're welcome. That is, what a great thing that you're saying, because I like that about being humble in your discussion, because there is some judgment going on and there's some pressure, just like you're saying, and it's not necessary, really, to do that.
No, it's not. It is not necessary. If we want people to participate, we have to make sure we're not irrelevant, but we have to be relevant to the language and how we're talking to them, how we come across to them. We don't want to be forceful. We don't want to sound forceful, like you have to do it because this and this and this. I mean, talk to them in a good way that too many people have already been forced to do things they do not want to do. So,
what a good point.
All right, thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Because I don't know if I got that kind of pressure, and I support vaccinations, but I would kind of feel a little hesitant or a little resistant myself. So really good suggestion to just be humble. Know where you are when you're talking to people. Know who you're talking to. Know who you are. And take a more humble and gentle approach. So thank you very much for your call, Alina. So if someone else would like to call in about anything like that, you're welcome to. And I know I have. There's a lot of students out there that have gone to the university, to the programs that I've taught in. And if you want to call in and talk about something, this would be a time that you could try to be brave. So, now, Gabby, do you go on like snow machine rides, or do you? You don't have a snow machine, right?
I don't have a snow machine, but when someone offers me a snow machine ride, I would never pass that down.
Either sitting on it or in the sled, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I'm going to tell you this funny story. I was on a snow machine. I was living in Kweethlik at the time, and I was in Bethel, and my friend, she was a teacher there, and she had a snow machine and a sled. So we had come to Bethel, and I was in the sled. I think I was eating donuts. Anyway, it was winter, and she hit a little bump, and the sled came off the snow machine. And she continued, and it took her, and I sat there, just sat there in the sled going, oh my, you can, and I screamed out her name, but she couldn't hear because of the snow machine. So she went on down the road for a little while, and I did continue to eat my donuts while I sat, because I figured at some point she was going to look back and realize I wasn't there. So anyway, I was there for a little while, but she did turn around and come back and get me, which was nice. And then another time, I rode on the snow machine, and there was a person driving, and I wasn't quite aware of the wind chill when you're on the snow machine. So I was dressed, everything was fine, I had everything right, but I didn't have goggles on. So my eyes got really watery, and I shut them for just a second, it seemed like, and for the entire ride from Kweethlik to Bethel, my eyes were frozen solid. Like I couldn't, and I didn't want to take my gloves off to try to warm up, you know, put some warmth on them. And then we got to Bethel and I had to thaw out my eyelashes because they were encrusted in ice. And so anyway, that's not a terrible thing though, but that was it was funny. And then whenever I tell my family or people in the lower 48, they just are like amazed. What do you mean your eyelashes froze solid? Yeah. Because it's like minus 50 by the time you're zooming on a snow machine. It's better to have goggles or some kind of face protection. Because I think I buried my face in her back, but that didn't help. I mean, they still froze, but at least I didn't get frostbite on my eyes, my eyelids.
Yeah, one of my first times in a sled on a snow machine, I was filming, And I'd never been in that kind of cold weather before, and my hands were out, and I was holding the camera. I was very shaky from the cold and from just the constant bumping. And I got back, we got back to the school, and I was like, I can't feel my fingers. I can't move my hands. They're frozen in the position from holding the camera.
So even without the camera, it looks like you're holding a camera.
Why can't I move?
Was it painful? When,
yeah.
When it, yeah, see, it's painful when it thaws back
when
out.
When your blood starts to defrost.
That is, yes, very painful. Ouch. One time when I was new here, I was walking to the school in the village, and I thought to my, and it was super cold, and it's dark, and I'm walking, and it's maybe like a 15-minute walk, and I thought, you know, what's 15 minutes? I can handle it. Yeah, that was a really horrible experience, because it felt like, I just had jeans on, okay, and it felt like the wind was just slicing at my legs, and I got back to, and so I got to the school, and it took a while to recover from my 15-minute walk. It was like, so that taught me that wind chill is a real thing, which I did not ever take seriously. I'd never lived anywhere where wind chill was a factor, except, you know, California, you have Santa Ana winds, which are hot winds. You know about that, probably, because I think you've been down there. And, but a wind chill wind, no, didn't take it seriously. I thought, well, yeah, it's a windy day. I was kind of ignorant in a lot of ways. And then the other thing was when I lived in Queeflick, I really, I wanted to get out away from the village, and I had a bicycle, and I would ride my bike on hard-packed snow machine trails, and I did make it. Now, I was told I was about 5 miles out of town with my dog, and I would bike across like frozen sloughs and little pond areas, and I stopped one time. I had my binoculars, and I was just kind of looking at things because Three Step was getting closer, and I'm looking at that, but I didn't think I'd make it to Three Step. And I'm looking, I'm scanning, I'm glassing, and in the distance there's a man who got off his snow machine, and he's glassing me. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I wonder if he thinks I'm a caribou, you know? And and I just tried to do movements, like, I'm not, because I'm sure he doesn't commonly see women on a bicycle with their dog halfway to Three Step. So then another guy came by, and he had wood, and he was hauling wood, and he said, oh, do you know where you are? I said, yes. I know Queeflick's just right there. I'm going to go back. And I just rode my bike back to Queeflick. But I had some really beautiful bicycle rides on the river. And at the time, I didn't know that my mountain bike could have studded tires. So I just rode with, I didn't have a fat tire bike. It was just a basic mountain bike. So anyway. All right. We have a caller. Jayla. Oh, Jayla. Jayla from New York, who used to be here. Hi, Jayla.
Hi, Diane. Hi, Gabby.
Hey, what's going on? Tell us about New York, and what do you miss about Bethel?
Oh, I just wanted to call and say hello. You were just talking about the cold weather, but I actually miss it here in New York. It's 41 right now, so it seems a little too warm for
toasty.
Winter.
Toasty. Shorts and T-shirt.
Exactly. Short weather.
Yeah. And what are you doing in New York?
I actually was able to get a library job in New York as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. I heard that, actually, because you were at the Kuskokwim Library for a while.
Correct, yes. Yeah. I was the AmeriCorps volunteer there.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, my contract ended, mm-hmm. so I had to return home to New York, mm-hmm. but I was fortunate to get another job. So.
Oh, cool. Well, what did you enjoy winters here?
I did enjoy winters in Bethel. It was a little dark compared to what I'm used to in New York, but the stars are amazing. I always felt like if it was a clear night, which is sometimes not possible.
True.
I felt like the stars were beautiful and just amazing to see the endlessness of both the tundra and the sky.
Yeah, now when you're back in New York, when you tell people you used to live in Bethel, Alaska, do they have like a lot of questions about what it was like way out here? And
yeah, they do. They are always intrigued by just Alaska in general, and then I try to explain how Bethel is different from maybe what they think Alaska looks like. So it's always a fun conversation, and I'm always more than happy to share my love of Bethel.
You know, people I talk to, they in the lower 48, they think Alaska is mountains everywhere. So when I have to break the news to them, and I feel like maybe I lose a little bit of Alaska credibility or something because I say, no, there's no mountains where I am. It's flat. As a matter of fact, if you're out on the tundra, if you go up on a bump that's like 2 or 3 feet high, it's a overview. You actually feel like you can even see more.
You can see the mountains.
Right. They're way far away. So anyway, well, that's really cool to get a call from New York.
Yeah, I figured I would want to say hello and just say hello to Bethel. I miss it very much.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, maybe you'll come for a visit sometime since you have contacts here now.
Definitely.
You have a connection. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye, Diane. Bye, Gabby.
Bye, Jayla. All right, a New York call. We one time had somebody who used to live here who called from England, and my family has periodically called from Missouri, and we've had from Washington State and Washington, D.C., when our senator called a couple of times to talk about different things. So anyway, it's always fun to get different calls from different places. All right, our line is open, and we have about 8 or 9 minutes left, so if you want to sneak an email in, you can at radio@kyuk.org. You can also call us at 543-5985-543-2756, and you can also call 800-995-8954, and you can call in our last bit of time for the show. Okay, so Jayla. Jayla was a JV at our public library at the Kuskokwim campus. All right, so do you have great plans this weekend?
I think this weekend I'm just going to take a big old nap because I worked so much last weekend.
Right, and then you got another, and then next weekend.
And
right.
then there's another race next weekend.
Yeah.
I love race season, and I know I work a lot during race season, but I'm always excited for the Cusco and the Bogus.
Yeah, right. So next Friday. So then for about 5 days, it's on.
Yep, yep.
Gabby will be hopefully not freezing your hands.
It got pretty cold this last weekend. At one point, I lost majority of feeling in my pinky finger, but it all came back, so it's fine.
Oh, that's good. I don't know how long the finger has to be frozen before it's really too late, and it's never coming back. But sometimes I see people with the sometimes I see guys with a quarter-sized frostbite on their cheeks, and so I know that it can get pretty tough out there.
Do you have plans for this weekend, Diane?
I'm going to do my usual tundra escapades. So I like to take the dogs out. Excuse me. And I haven't even had to put coats on the little ones yet. So they're getting pretty tough. But I like to go on the nice long tundra walks. And then I probably will... I've got some salmon thawing, so I'm going to make a really nice salmon chowder. I really like, and that's kind of like my lunches for next week. So kind of a low-key day, actually, low-key weekend. And then next week I'll go down and watch the start of the K300. And, of course, I have a big work schedule, so I'm always prepping some kind of class or something. And other than that, kind of quiet, enjoying things, keeping my walkway shoveled, for one thing. Yeah.
How are your dogs doing? I used to house sit for you when people could leave Bethel back in the day.
Yes.
In the pre-corona times.
I would have called you more times this year if we had been allowed.
So I haven't seen your dog since like March, so how are they doing?
They're really good. I think my big dog, my big girl, she's over 15 years old, Ruffian. And as you know, I name my dogs after thoroughbred racehorses. So I have three I have Ruffian and Zenyatta, who won the Kentucky Derby in 2015. And then I also have Pharaoh, who's named after American Pharaoh, and he won the Kentucky Derby recently. And actually, Zenyatta won the Triple Crown. So I also had a Seabiscuit, who lived a long time, and then he passed away. So, and they're all rescues of some, yeah. And actually, Pharaoh is, you know, he's a foster failure because I took him in, I was going to foster him, and then I couldn't let him go. And so then I really had to stop fostering because it's so hard to let them go. Do you foster, though?
I don't foster, but I do help out at the kennel building sometimes, oh. And just going there and seeing oh. all the puppies, and I just got a dog myself, so it's really hard to be like, I can't take any more dogs home.
Yeah.
Even though that is the cutest thing I've
Wait,
ever seen.
Wait, you got yourself a dog.
I got myself a dog.
Really? What's its name?
His name is Loki.
Loki.
And he is this giant, black, fluffy monster, and he had to be rehomed, but... He's great, and...
What do you mean, rehomed? To you?
To me, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And, oh, well, so now we need to do a tundra meeting, a meet and greet. Okay, good. Yes. We enjoy our dogs, and really, it's wonderful the Bethel Rescue, Bethel Friends of Canines, the rescues they do, and helping people get their dogs into Anchorage where they're adopted to good homes, or if their dog is pregnant, helping them come in, have their babies, get spayed, and sent back to the moms being sent back to the village. And they also have a free spay and neuter program for, in the villages and also in Bethel. So I think we have a caller. Who?
Gregory.
We have Gregory from... Oh, just Gregory. Hi, Gregory. Welcome to Talkline.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Gregory. Oh, okay. Do you have a joke?
Well, yeah. I got a warning.
Okay.
Next time anybody tried to buy a sundial, read the small print during the daylight, not during the moonlight.
Okay.
Yeah. The sundial works only during daytime.
That's why it has sun in its name.
sunshine is the game. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody got a smile off that one. If things are not really all that well for us. But everybody, coming from me, there, my animal dreams... The ones that were interpreted by the dreamers from American Call and Animal Dreams, they're just totally prevalent there, and things are going to get hairy, if not feathered.
Okay.
Okay, just everybody, just please be careful. Don't forget the guidelines, and don't play Forrest Gump on me. I'm Forrest Gump. Okay.
All right, Gregory. I haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you for calling.
All right. Many smiles to one and all.
Okay. Take care.
Goodbye.
Okay. So I think that's kind of our show for now. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening, and hope you're back on with us next Friday at 10. You can hear a repeat of the show tonight from 7 to 8:30, and wishing everyone a really nice weekend and enjoy the sunshine. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline 640 AM KYUK.